This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for April the 19th through to April the 25th, 2008. Israel rejected a truce offer from the Hamas movement, while the Israeli army conducted at least 39 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and killed seven in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Mary Smith with details.
A group of Palestinian, Israeli and international peace activists reclaimed an evacuated Israeli military post near the central West Bank city of Ramallah on Thursday. The post is located on the main road that connects the village of Enkinia with the nearby city of Ramallah. Several years ago, the army installed a checkpoint and a military post there, separating the village from Ramallah. The land on which the military post is located is privately owned by the farmers from the village of Enkinia. On Thursday, nonviolent activists opened the road and took over the military post. The army evacuated this military post 2 months ago. Settlers then came and installed caravans in preparation to take over the land and make a settlement. Abdullah Abu Rahma of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the nearby village of Belin, one of the organizers of the events, told IMEMC that as soon as the army knew about their presence, soldiers opened fire.
We removed the Israeli flags and installed Palestinian ones after we came into the military post. Shortly after, the army came and opened fire on us. They attacked us with live rounds. We hid, but a car that belongs to Reuters news agency was hit with live rounds and sustained damage.
Several hours later, Israeli troops and settlers attacked the peace activists with rifle butts and batons. Two activists were kidnapped by the Israeli soldiers and taken to a nearby Israeli settlement. Troops forced the protesters out, then closed the road and retook the military post. On Friday, the villagers of Belin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, conducted their weekly nonviolent protest against the illegal Israeli-built wall on their village land. Villagers from Belin, along with Israeli and international peace activists, marched toward the location of the wall, which is separating the village from its land. As soon as the protest reached the gate of the wall, soldiers showered the protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Scores of protesters were treated for gas inhalation. Meanwhile, Friday afternoon, dozens of residents of Shabatin village, northwest of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, marched to the construction site of the separation wall on their agricultural lands. After reaching the site, the residents stopped the Israeli bulldozer from working there and attacked one of them. Then the Israeli army fired rounds of live ammunition on the demonstrators. Dozens of residents were injured, four critically, by the army fire. Also on Friday midday, around 100 villagers from Al-Hadr village, located near Bethlehem City in the southern part of the West Bank, supported by a small number of international and Israeli peace activists, protested the illegal wall Israel is building on the village land. The Friday prayer was held in the street in the presence of around 30 Israeli soldiers. The protest ended after speeches by the local committee against the wall and settlement construction were delivered. For IMEMC.org, this is Mary Smith.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas paid an official visit to Washington, D.C., while Israel rejected a truce offer from the Hamas movement that controls Gaza. IMEMC's Fouad Alzir with the details.
On Friday, Israel dismissed a ceasefire offer presented by the ruling Hamas party in Gaza. The offer was presented through Egyptian mediators. Israel brands the offer as a maneuver by Hamas in order for the group to rearm and reorganize after recent fighting with the Israeli army in Gaza. David Baker is the spokesman for the Israeli government.
Israel says it's not serious. Hamas is trying to buy time in order to rearm and reorganize until they launch their next terror offensive against Israel. We think that Hamas is playing games. That's all we're saying.
In Gaza, the ruling Hamas party said it presented positions to the Egyptian side, including a six-month truce with Israel to be confined to the Gaza Strip and later extended to the West Bank. Items of the ceasefire proposal include lifting a 10-month-long Israeli embargo on Gaza, as well as a halt of all Israeli offensives on the Gaza Strip. In return, Hamas would offer a halt of all attacks on Israel involving homemade rocket shells and the cessation of weapons smuggling through the Gaza-Egypt borderline in southern Gaza. Fawzi Barhoum of the Hamas movement talked about the Egyptian mediation.
The ball is now in the court of the Israeli occupation, which has used to be updated by the Egyptian leadership on such efforts. And we have stated very clearly that we have far complied with the Egyptian officials, with the higher interest of our people, and showed great deal of flexibility towards stopping the aggression and lifting the siege. Therefore, the Israeli occupation should now respect such an Egyptian effort and meet the needed for calm and security in the region.
Other Palestinian resistance groups in Gaza had reservations about the proposed ceasefire because it does not involve the West Bank, but Hamas says that all the factions have agreed to the offer in principle. Hamas' ceasefire initiative comes with the backdrop of deteriorating humanitarian conditions, largely as a result of the Israeli blockade of the coastal enclave of Gaza since Hamas controlled there in June 2007. In Gaza, John Ging, Operations Director of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, described the current situation in Gaza.
We're also trying to cope with the collapse in education standards. There's a wholly inadequate supply of food and other vital materials. Those few items that are available, the prices are spiraling out of control. Healthcare, water and sanitation services, all on the brink of disaster.
Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas paid an official visit to Washington, D.C., where he is expected to meet with U.S. President George W. Bush as part of efforts to advance the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. Washington revived the talks last November based on the two-state solution to be achieved by the end of 2008. Such a solution has been recently accepted by the ruling Hamas party in Gaza. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh reiterated this week his party's willingness to accept a Palestinian state within the 1967 border lines, provided the establishment of East Jerusalem as its capital and the dismantling of all Israeli settlements. Haniyeh, however, asserted that Hamas will not recognize Israel if the movement's criteria for a Palestinian state are not met. In the meantime, Secretary General of the League of Arab States, Amr Moussa, dismissed the possibility of reaching a solution by the end of 2008. Saying that what is needed is an evaluation of the Palestinian-Israeli talks by the middle of this year to see what steps can be taken. King Abdullah of Jordan, during a meeting in Washington with President Abbas, voiced the need to reach a settlement between Israelis and Palestinians, warning of a stalemate between the two sides. Concurrently, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expected that in May his country will play host to a Palestinian-Israeli peace conference similar to the one held last November in Annapolis. The new conference would be a bid to bridge the gap between the two sides in contentious outstanding issues. Among such issues are the occupied East Jerusalem, the Palestinian refugees and their right to return, and the borders of a future Palestinian state. While Hamas has shunned peace talks until Israel halts its offensives and siege against the Palestinian people, the Abbas government in Ramallah has been engaged in peace negotiations with Israel. The democratically elected Hamas party has been denounced by Western governments, including the United States and Israel, as international players want Hamas to recognize Israel and renounce resistance against the Israeli occupation that they describe as terrorism. For IMEMC.org, this is Fuad Azir.
As Israel still holds the Gaza Strip under siege, Israeli army attacks on the Palestinian coastal region leave 7 Palestinians killed. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Amagari explains.
Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army has kidnapped 20 Palestinian civilians during military operation targeting the town of Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday afternoon. An elderly Palestinian man from the northern Gaza Strip was killed early on Thursday morning after Israeli army tanks rolled into the area and began shooting heavily. Witnesses said that more than 30 Israeli armored vehicles, including tanks, thrust a few hundred meters into Beit Hanun and accompanying bulldozers began raising vast areas of Palestinian-owned farmlands in the area. On Wednesday, an Israeli drone fired at least one missile on a Palestinian house in the Al Amal neighborhood of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, causing light damages to the houses, with no casualties reported. Also, in southern Gaza, two Palestinian fighters of the Sinjar Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, were reportedly wounded late yesterday night after an Israeli drone fired a missile on them to the east of Khan Yunis city. Local medics described one of the injuries as a critical. On Monday evening, an Israeli ground-to-ground missile and concurrent ground invasion resulted in the deaths of 3 Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. The Israeli military reported killing 1 Palestinian with a tank-fired missile and 2 Palestinians in an invasion of northern Gaza by the Gabaat unit of the Israeli army. The Israeli army killed on one Palestinian resistance fighter, injured four others, and kidnapped at least 27 civilians during an invasion targeting the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Monday. On Monday at dawn, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded the town of Beit Hanun. Troops searched and ransacked homes before kidnapping 27 civilians from one family. Local sources reported. The Hamas party said that Ikrimah Abu Ouda, 22, one of their brigade fighters, was killed, and four other civilians were injured when an Israeli drone fired missiles at a group of resistance fighters who were trying to prevent the army from invading. Witnesses said that the troops left Beit Hanun late on Monday morning. Meanwhile, another civilian was killed overnight during an Israeli air raid targeting the city of Rafah in the southern part of the coastal region. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mivari in Gaza.
The Israeli army conducted at least 39 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank this week. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 72 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. I am EMC's Jay Sheridan with the details.
The Israeli army invasions this week were focused on the cities of Nablus, Jenin, Tolkrom, and Hebron, with 72 people kidnapped by the army this week. The number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by the Israeli army from the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has mounted to 1,014. A Palestinian child sustained critical wounds on Tuesday night after an Israeli settler hit him with his car near the city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. Ahmed Altiti, 5 years old, was standing beside his father on the main road connecting the city of Hebron to the rest of the West Bank when an Israeli settler rammed the child with his car. On Tuesday night, 5 Palestinian civilians were injured during an army invasion targeting the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli troops stormed the city, and soldiers opened fire at the civilians in the street. Meanwhile, local youth clashed with the invading troops, witnesses said. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli forces, backed by armored vehicles, broke into the Al-Huda local market in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The Al-Huda market belongs to the Islamic Charitable Society. Troops handed the tenants a 2-day ultimatum to evacuate the stores and offices in the market in accordance with the decision made by the Israeli authorities to confiscate and to seal all the Charitable Society's buildings and their belongings. The Islamic Charitable Society runs several projects in Hebron, including 3 schools and 2 orphanages. On 25th of February 2008, the Israeli army ordered the closure of all properties and institutions funded by the Islamic Charitable Society. The order was to be implemented on April 1st. The society filed an appeal to the Israeli High Court of Justice, which on April 2nd gave the army 4 days to file its justification for its closure and evacuation. The High Court of Justice has not yet made a decision on the matter. A new ultimatum date of Monday, April 28th, has been issued by the Israeli military. The Israeli Army Radio reported that 2 Israeli security guards were shot dead at the Israeli industrial zone located near the northern West Bank city of Tolkrom on Friday morning. The Israeli Army reported that Palestinian fighters shot the 2 guards and then fled the area into the city of Tolkrom using an Israeli car. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, claimed responsibility for the attack. For IMEMC.org, this is Jay Sheridan.
Palestinians in Haifa held 3 events marking the 60-year anniversary of the Nakba this week. From Haifa, IMEMC's Aaron Lakoff has more.
The Palestinian community living in the northern city of Haifa, located within the 1948 borders of Palestine, held 3 public events this week to commemorate the 60-year anniversary of the Nakba and the fall of Haifa. While Israel continues to refer to the anniversary as, quote, the liberation of Haifa, Palestinians in the city gathered to present their side of the city's history. The events held on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were organized by the Popular Nakba Commemoration Committee. They included a festival called This is Arab Haifa, in which participants lit candles and put up signs indicating the original street names, as well as an educational panel on Wednesday night with testimonies from Haifa Nakba survivors. On Tuesday night, approximately 75 people gathered on the roof of Beit al-Najada, the house where the Palestinian resistance finally fell to the Karmeli Brigade of the Haganah on April 23, 1948. Haifa is frequently promoted by Israel as a place where Arabs and Jews live together in peaceful coexistence. However, Hilani Shahadi, a Palestinian schoolteacher from the region of Haifa, thinks differently.
especially people who live in Haifa, are still facing many problems and difficulties, especially when it comes to houses, available space to live, and economic life.
In some areas of Haifa, such as the Bat Galim Beach and Wadi Salib, many houses of Palestinian refugees are still standing, abandoned, and sealed up. In recent years, Israeli authorities have been demolishing such houses. Shahadi explains more on this situation.
What's defined as absentee property is like a taboo area, and Arabs are not allowed to get close to those areas. And not allowed access, you cannot rent. And even if you have an amount of money, let's say, to go and offer a deal to rent that place, a lot of Arabs cannot meet the very high standards set by those institutions, which do their best to minimize the number of Arabs who can be involved and even who can go back to those areas.
Today, the population of Haifa is over 260,000 people, 82% of whom are Jewish. Across Palestine, many events are being planned in the coming weeks to mark the 60th anniversary of the Nakba, including demonstrations, art festivals, and a rite of return march departing from Nazareth to destroyed Palestinian villages. For IMEMC.org, this is Aaron Lakoff.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa Whiting, Ghassan Bonoura.